It is by far the single most useful device in self-reinforcement. So how about carrying a small notebook with you and record your progress? Record your performance in a way that you can see improvement with just a glance. Now, it's a lot of fun creating graphs for your progress, and so any feelings of failure or guilt over lapses can be softened by simply looking at the graphs and seeing how much progress you've made maybe in the last 30 days. Please accept that your ideal goal may take a while to be achieved, but in the meantime, the curve of the graph is moving in the right direction, and you'll have visible proof of your improvement. And I promise you, this will empower you with the motivation to keep going. And one of the reasons people fail in succeeding in changing their habits is because they have simply not created enough leverage for themselves. Now, you can do this by designing rewards for yourself. Stay focused on the gain instead of the pain. You see, most people attempt to change with a sense of dread and fear because they unconsciously believe the change will only be temporary and that their efforts will be in vain. You see, it's hard to have a home run when you still have one foot on first base. So again, focus on the gain, not the pain. And something that's always been very beneficial for me and a lot of the personal coaching groups that I have worked with is you have to have behavior substitution. You know, you can't just stop your habit. You have to fill that space with a more empowering action that can turn the habit into what you want. Let's talk about some temptation nixing techniques. So if your goal is to lose weight, what can you do instead of eating? Maybe go take a walk, get something great to read, call a friend, write a letter, take a nap. If you want some temptation nixing techniques for shopping less, why not take up gardening? Do some painting, charity work. There are a lot of lonely kids and older folks who would really appreciate someone spending time with them. If your habit is something like watching too much TV or being addicted to the computer or video games, go to the library, read, join an exercise program, take up a martial arts class, throw away the TV guide, and make plans to be active where you've been formerly a couch potato. If you have an explosive temper, instead of allowing your old habit to take control of you, train yourself by having a new plan of action. All of us drive, and from time to time, you know, somebody cuts you off in traffic, and we sometimes become reactors to that and take it personally. Folks, it's not about you. There's a lot of crazy people in this world. Why not take it personally and create a better habit by just breathing deeply? If you're in a situation where, you know, tempers are starting to flare, how about creating the habit of removing yourself from the situation and walk it off? Here's another one. If you're a nail biter, every time your hands drift towards your mouth, jump up and do something else. Drink a glass of water. Take a deep breath. Do some stretching. You can't bite your nails and do any of those things at the same time. Now, if you'll pay attention, all of these suggestions are nothing but tension relievers. So you make your own. But when you're tempted to do something you know that is really a choice, give yourself permission to have some other options. And you know your personality, you know your life, you know your schedule. You've got to build up a backup system that supports you because you've got to support yourself. I'd like to remind you there are some dangerous times where it might be easy to forget your goals, and they can be triggered by environmental cues. As I said in part one of this series, people going to the movies and eating popcorn because you smell it. Or if you have a tough business meeting, you might want to relax by having a cigarette. Or you have a few drinks after a meal with friends and it's going to make you want to light up a cigarette. There's a lot of these things, so it would be very helpful for you to try to stop doing your old behaviors by paying attention and identifying when the environmental triggers your habit to do something different. So let's be prepared. So if you're one of those people with the popcorn in the movie theater, why don't you take some carrots or something to eat in the theater that you could still munch on but wouldn't, be 1,000 calories? Or if you're a smoker, put all the ashtrays out of sight. It's a matter of just being creative. What can you do that doesn't remind you? Remember, we're walking away from our old habits. We're pretending we don't have them, so we don't want to go back to the old environments. I know for me personally, I get invited to a lot of social events, and you're out of town, and sometimes you're tired, and it's really easy to pig out and eat too much. So one of the things I do is I prepare. I might have a big glass of V8 juice and a glass of water before I go out to eat. Therefore, it takes the edge off, so I'm not ravenous and starved and, eating the bread when they bring it to the table. And that's something else. When they offer the bread, I say no, thank you. So anytime I can stop and advance something that will make me fall off the wagon, I certainly try to enact on that, and so should you. Now, one of the most powerful things that I have learned that has helped me break my bad habits and become successful is to become the star director and writer of my own future. See, one of the secrets of success is not to work so hard with your physical body. Instead, use your computer, your mind, to work out the details of how to be the person you really want to be. We're self-fulfilling prophecies. So if you could be motivated to just spend 5 to 10 minutes a day envisioning the future you want to create for yourself without the old bad behaviors and bad habits. You see, if you deliberately mentally rehearse the experience of success in your own mind, you can turn your dreams and aspirations into true reality. So, see yourself free from the negative habits that have wasted your time and energy and money. Forget willpower for now and just imagine yourself with positive behaviors. See yourself handling any challenging situation in any environment that normally triggered your old bad habits. Now see yourself using your new strategies and doing it with great ease. Again, whatever the mind of man can see and believe, it can achieve. Success experts say that your imagination is your own true personal workshop of the mind. Now, this is particularly true when you want to program yourself towards new habits of success. Now, it's called visualization, mental rehearsal, whatever you want to call it. What it does is it allows you to become successful. See, mental rehearsal is the most powerful way to tap into your creative processes and overcome old behavior patterns. Mental rehearsal can be used in any area of your life, from seeing yourself as a non-smoker, seeing your weight as you and the size you want to be, and even seeing yourself as a calm person during challenging times. You see, mental rehearsal is a tool that can help you reduce the effects of stressful situations. You will be more resourceful and therefore reduce the possibility of reverting to your old habits. Now, all areas of your life can benefit from imagery. It doesn't matter what level your goals are on, physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, or financial. When you use visualization to improve your abilities, remember this: the body follows the mind. Let me say that again. The body follows the mind. If you start seeing yourself in a different light, your body will follow suit. Maybe by not craving the things that hurt you. Maybe by motivating you to exercise more. It's up to you to experiment. Who knows what miracles that you can create in your life if you use this powerful tool? Now, counselors and therapists who recommend using mental rehearsal say it is the true key to tap into your own potential. Their research reveals that all of our skills are actually learned through the image-making process, whether it's driving a car, reading a book, changing a habit. You actually use your mind to picture the activity before you perform it. Think of it like this: your mind works like a movie projector. screening an endless reel of memories and scenes of situations, both real and imagined. Now, you have the power